Editor's note. See video at the end of this piece. U.S. government leading all nations into global beast system that would require compliance with digital health tyranny enforced by UN World Health Organization. Key to defeating this system is, the 25% who refuses to buckle under the pressure of tyrants. Under whose flag do you wish to live? We're about to find out. Last summer, the Biden regime was pushing an amendment to the international health regulations administered by the UN World Health Organization that would have given the WHO the power to dictate U.S. policy whenever there is a declared, public health emergency of international concern. Even a public health emergency of regional concern would have triggered the WHO's authority to step in and enforce rules on mask wearing, social distancing, and lockdowns. Even vaccines, of which Big Pharma always has a new one at the ready, could be mandated by the United Nations agency headed by the corrupt Ethiopian communist Dr. Tedros. But here's the worst part. Guess who would get to declare such an emergency under these amended regulations? Of course, it's the WHO and Dr. Tedros. As Joe Hoft writes for the Gateway Pundit, the amended agreement would prevent Americans from doing anything that the United Nations world government apparatus didn't want to be done, and would in essence take away all rights of Americans in an emergency like COVID. Thanks at least in part to the efforts of conservative news outlets like this one, the Biden regime's push for a new level of global governance was defeated last year at the World Health Assembly in Geneva when a bloc of mostly African nations balked and walked. But now the Biden regime is back at it, as Hoft reminds us, pushing for this insane action to destroy Americans' rights once and for all. The Biden regime publicly affirmed their commitment to a legally binding pandemic accord. In a press release in February, which will give the World Health Organization, WHO, control over U.S. pandemic policies, though work remains in certain areas. They are calling it an accord instead of a treaty in an effort to bypass U.S. Senate approval. Yes, the Biden regime is attempting to unilaterally hand over U.S. sovereignty to the United Nations World Health Organization while pushing other nations to do the same. This anti-American document is designed to undermine the U.S. Constitution and its emphasis on individual God-given rights in favor of a collectivist, for the greater good, mentality. It emphasizes equity and inclusiveness, which are merely code words for collectivist policies under a centralized power structure. In other words, this document would cement in stone the death of the American Republic as we know it. Former Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who now serves as Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, shared her concerns about this backdoor to global government being pushed by the Biden administration in a recent interview with Steve Bannon. Bachmann reminds us that this push by the entity in Washington that claims to be our government to make their tyranny global is all about corralling the nations into a new digital system policed by techno-tyrants armed with the latest technology. Here's the key quote from Bachmann in the above video. They could declare an emergency for a pandemic or even the possibility of a pandemic, and then nations would be forced to do the bidding of the WHO. And every single human on Earth would be given a digital identity. On your phone, there will be a QR code, and if you're in compliance with what the WHO has mandated for you, testing, shots, boosters, then you get to travel, or you don't get to travel. And that would be merged with your electronic medical records, and eventually that will be merged with the digital currency, and your whole life will be on your QR code, but it will be run through the World Health Organization, through the UN, that's the platform for global governance. We've never had this level of control, ever, in history. This would be a first, where we have a global body, and all 194 nations would give up their sovereignty to the World Health Organization. See Michelle Bachmann interview at bottom of this article. As she also stated, once you give up freedom, you don't get it back. It doesn't get any bigger than this. This is as big as it gets. While this accord would formalize things, the U.S. federal government has already handed over its sovereignty to the WHO in a de facto sense. Even when Trump was in office, he followed the recommendations of DRs. Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, who were merely passing on the recommendations of the WHO regarding lockdowns, face masks, vaccines, etc. The one defense the U.S. had against Fauci, Birx, and the WHO was federalism, as quite a few states like Florida and Georgia went against the recommendations coming down from Geneva through Washington, D.C., to the state capitals. But if you were unlucky enough to reside in a Democrat or Rhino-controlled state, you didn't even have that. You were stuck with lockdowns and mandates on small businesses and individuals that were completely extra-constitutional in nature. Remember, there is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says the Bill of Rights apply unless we are in a state of emergency. So, given what we learned with COVID, even if this new global health accord giving real enforcement powers to the WHO gets defeated again at the 2023 World Health Assembly in July, we have a lot of work to do in educating the American public in the art of noncompliance. Because whether an unconstitutional usurpation of rights comes from a sovereign U.S. government or an international body, the end result is still the same. We are effectively living under a communist or fascist regime where individual rights are no longer respected as being endowed by our creator, but rather they are seen as being allowed to be exercised at the whim and pleasure of human authorities. The only way to deal with a tyrant is through mass civil disobedience and noncompliance. The 25%, single quote, the CDC came out this week and said the number of Americans who never agreed to be jabbed with even one shot of Big Pharma's toxic mRNA concoction was larger than previously reported. A full 25% of Americans not only said no, but hell no. This is a slightly higher percentage than the 21% figure the CDC gave us last year when they wanted to make the refuseniks feel like they were among a tiny minority. In my assessment, a major reason why the clot shot mandates and lockdowns were finally dropped was because of this 25%. Anytime you have 25% of society willing to exercise noncompliance, it becomes extremely difficult for tyranny to totally take hold over that society. If 25% of German Christians had stood up and said, "No, we will not cooperate with this tyrannical government's policy of extermination," you can bet that the Nazis would not have been able to do what they did to the Jews. Bottom line, whether it's your governor, president, or some global bureaucrat at the WHO barking orders for you to stay home, or get the shot, or don't hire employees who haven't taken the shot, as followers of Christ we simply say no. And go on living life as usual. This is the only way to defeat globalism. That is, if it is even defeatable. If we truly are in the last of the last days, then we know a global beast system will be allowed to dominate the world for a short period of time and, when it does, there will be no escaping the consequences. Even now there are consequences for obeying God instead of human authorities. If you were among the 25% who rejected the COVID shots, there's a good chance you lost your job, you weren't allowed into certain venues, or maybe you lost a valued relationship with a friend or loved one. The Bible says that when you follow Christ you will encounter tribulation and hatred from the world. Many Christians confuse tribulation the wrath of God. This is not the wrath of God. This is the wrath of Satan and the world against the followers of Jesus Christ, and it will increase as we get closer to Christ's second coming, as described by Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 24. Of course, the worst thing these followers of Lucifer can do to us is kill our physical bodies, which are all on a collision course with death anyway. The Antichrist kingdom will be brief, and at the appointed time God will unleash his wrath on Satan and all his minions, who will be thrown into the lake of fire while the rest of us get taken up to everlasting glory with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. LeoHoman.com needs your help. If you appreciate the news and analysis you get from this independent voice, please consider helping us in our spring fundraiser. You may send a gift of any size via snail mail C.O. Leo Homan, P.O. Box 291, Noonan, Georgia, 30264, or via credit card below. Thank you kindly for your support.